We're joined every Friday by Brian Caravu of CheeseheadTV.com. It's a great website, and here to talk some Packers football is Brian. Brian, how are you doing this afternoon? Morning. It's a morning. Fantastic. I'm used to the afternoons.
Fantastic. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Well, the Green Bay Packers, they're coming off of a bye. The Chargers, they're coming off of just an ugly performance against a division rival in the Chiefs. What do you expect to see out of these two teams kind of coming from different places after a bye week and after a tough loss?
I see the Chargers being sharper than they were on Monday night. You know, they were on a road in a tough environment at Arrowhead Stadium against Kansas City. The home field advantage should really help them out. Phillip Rivers is not playing well, their quarterback right now, but you know, he's leading the NFL in interceptions, but hopefully the friendly environment will help them out. That's what they're hoping, at least. And I expect the Packers to be their usual solid selves, so it should set up for a pretty good game this weekend.
And the Packers, they're coming off the bye, so a lot of the players that needed some rest got some rest. And how are some of those injuries looking, even if the players were playing but weren't practicing? How much does that help with the bye week?
Oh, it certainly helped the Packers a lot to help out some of the nagging injuries, especially that have been plaguing them. Charles Woodson and Clay Matthews, they've kind of been dealing with these nagging injuries for several weeks now. Nothing that's keeping them out of games, but now that they're back from the bye, they're actually practicing as opposed to being held out of practice prior to the bye. There's two injuries of note that are going to keep two players out of the game. Left tackle Chad Clifton with his hamstring injury still out. Defensive lineman Mike Neal with a knee injury still out. But they might be coming back in a couple weeks, though.
Coming into this game, what do you think is the greatest threat for the Packers? Because they've been so hot offensively and the defense has done what they've needed to do. What's the biggest threat that the Chargers can present to what the Green Bay Packers do?
I think Phillip Rivers, their quarterback, is the biggest threat. Yes, he's up and down. Yes, he's thrown a lot of interceptions. But over the years, when he's on, he can be lethal. So I do think if he hits his targets, they have some pretty good, talented receiving targets in San Diego. Tight end Antonio Gates, been one of the premier tight ends in the NFL for years now. Vincent Jackson at wide receiver, although he's kind of dealing with an injury, but I think he will play. So if those guys can get on the same page, they do pose a threat to the Packers' defense, who's given up a lot of yards this year.
On the phone with Brian Caravu from CheeseheadsTV.com, talking Packers-Chargers football. You have Bart Winkler's actually going to be at the game. And have you ever been to, Quadcom Stadium? And know what the atmosphere is kind of like there? Because I expect a lot of Packer fans.
I personally have never been there, but the Chargers have had a hard time, I know, selling out their stadium this year. They've actually, tickets until just a few weeks ago were still on sale from their own box office, so I imagine a lot of Packer fans in that area, as we know, Packer fans are everywhere in this nation, that they gobbled up quite a few of them. So there probably should be a fair share of Green Bay fans at San Diego on Sunday.
Now, let's get right to prediction time. What do you think is going to happen come Sunday when the Packers take on the Chargers in San Diego?
I think the Packers will get back to their prolific high offense. They've been very good all season long, but they've sputtered at times their past couple games against the Falcons, Rams, and Vikings. I think the Packers, finally, they'll break out of any minor slump, and believe me, it is minor, but I see them putting up a high number. It's a matter of if the Chargers can keep up with them, so I'm looking somewhere in the realm of 38-21 Packers.
That's around what I was thinking as well. Do you think the Packers' defense is going to keep giving up the yardage, even though they do tighten up in the red zone? Do you think that's going to be a problem later in the season or against a team like the Chargers that has a scoring threat as Antonio Gates?
The Packers, they've given up the yards, but they've done a good job of keeping other teams out of the end zone. So if they can stiffen up in the red zone and hold the opponents to field goals instead of touchdowns, that's good. And I think that's possibly what could happen this Sunday. I don't think the Packers are going to shut the Chargers out entirely. They're going to score as well, but if the Packers can keep them out of the end zone, that'll only benefit them.
All right, Brian, thank you very much for joining us, and enjoy the game this weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Scott.